is I was listening to the Morning Musers this morning, like I always do, every single day. And musing the news, and they had birthdays. And today is the birthday of one Sir Mix-a-Lot. And I was just thinking and wondering, is there someone that got more mileage out of a tune than Sir Mix-a-Lot, than Baby Got Back? I know I've told you that when we were in Commerce, and they would have, they had a country western bar in Commerce called Little Bit of Country.
A Little Bit. I know that place.
Yes, you do, killer. And they would have Nickel Beer Night on Thursdays. So, of course, as college students, we'll go and entertain ourselves there to get cheap alcohol before we go to our party. But every time we walked into that place, they're playing country music, of course, because it's a country music bar. But if they saw a few brothers walk in, they will immediately play Baby Got Back.
Brother.
Immediately. And maybe spin it two or three different times while we're there. And then when we walk out, I'm pretty sure they don't even play it anymore. It's like, all right, well, we see.
Baby.
That's just it.
We see a few brothers in here. Let's roll Baby Got Back. And then after that, there's nothing. Like, he had a couple of other tunes. But, man, you just see there was one viral video going around where there were, may have been like 50 ladies on stage with Sir Mix-a-Lot. And, you know, they're performing. He's performing Baby Got Back. And it was a couple that they figured that that was their moment to shine. And they're at the front of the stage. And they are popping that thing back there, man. So, I don't know. I just, hey, he's 63 years old today.
That would be pretty wild. Because if you ever went to go see him do a show, you're going to see one song. I mean, the first thing that popped into my mind when you said that was, of course, Ice Ice Baby for Vanilla Ice.
Yeah. Because
it would be the same way where nowadays, because he still goes out and they'll do like the tour for fairs and stuff like that.
Tour, because Kid and Play, they were on their tour. We saw that tour one time.
You're there for a guy like Vanilla Ice or Sir Mix-a-Lot. You could come out, do one song and walk off the stage and no one would care that was all you did.
No, and when we went to go check him out in Austin, I love the 90s tour. So Kid and Play were early on on the bill. And so afterwards we went backstage and we were hanging out with him. We were talking. He's like, man, I want to get out of here before the concert is over. So kind of avoid the crowd. So we were still just kind of hanging around backstage talking and doing this and doing this. And all of a sudden you heard, doom, 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 doom. He's like, well, I guess we better get out of here because this is it. We know this is the last song.
Yeah, I mean, that's
play anything after that.
I've never gone to see anybody just based off of one song. So I can't process in my mind what that must be like while you're sitting there. And you would maybe kind of know some of the other stuff, maybe not. Where he's kind of like, cool, cool. And then after half an hour, there's a song.
You're just knowing
that
you're waiting for the end of their set because you know exactly what you're going to hear. You know the order of those tunes that you're going to get. I always said artists need to come out with something that bangs. Maybe not their biggest hit because they always have to save the best for last. But come out and give them something that everyone recognizes that's a banger. And then you can do whatever you want in the middle. Whatever you want. Roll out new stuff. Just whatever. And then at the end, hit them again real hard. You got to capture them at the very beginning and then keep them to the very end.
And I bet it's even worse today if you grew up in the most recent generation. Because honestly, and you were the same way. Even if you wanted to get Ice Ice Baby, you had to buy the entire album.
Like,
you couldn't just get that song.
That's so all you needed. You needed one song, and you will sell a million albums.
But I do know some of the other Vanilla Ice songs because you had to get the whole thing. Now, you can just listen to the one song.
It's all about singles now, not albums.
So I wonder if there are truly one-hit wonders where even fans of that person or that song have no idea what else they do because they just discovered that one song.
I do think, though, that if you like an artist and you like that one song, you will explore.
You'll try.
What else? They have to have something else. And I think if you like that artist, you'll find something that may not be your favorite, but that you'll enjoy. So you'll know a couple more. I just don't think there's anyone that's heard in one song from an artist, and that's it. So they're just kind of standing around. Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that. I don't like that. Oh, Baby Got Back. Woo, woo. And then that's it. I don't think they do that.
Like, I don't know any song other than that from him, but I never tried to explore anything. Another one that popped in my mind was OMC with How Bizarre that came out in the late 90s. That song, bang, 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 How Bizarre, How Bizarre. You know that song? I don't have a clue what else that guy has done. Even Chumbawamba with Tub Thumping.
Remember Right Said Fred?
Yes.
I'm Too Sexy.
Right. Too Sexy for the Shirt.
Yeah, I don't know anything else they've done.
Yeah.
But Sir Mix-a-Lot had a couple of tunes that are recognizable, just not as big as Baby Got Back. And, you know, and I think that's the question that I've always wanted to ask some of the people who are famous, even the television actors who are on TV for their specific role. Again, that's why Damon Wilson got so mad at me. I was trying to ask that same question. You spend your whole entire life, this is what you want to do.
Yes.
You want to be in music. You want to have that one hit. But I feel sometimes that one hit that you get can be the just the worst thing you could ever imagine.
Right.
Because that's all everyone identifies you by. That's all they want to hear.
You got to play it every, not maybe not every day, but every time you perform,
you're out there, you
the
have
rest
to play
of your
it.
Life.
I remember one time watching Outkast on, I can't remember, it was one of the late night talk shows. And it was Hey Ya, when Hey Ya was so big. And he got on there and said, this is the last time I'm playing this, GD. That's what he said on there and played it like, I'm so sick and I have so much other stuff I want to get out there. But everyone wants to hear that. But that's what you had to do to sell records back then, sell albums. You had to have that one big hit. And while he had My Hoopty, Posse on Broadway, I do remember those two songs from Sir Mix-a-Lot. It just didn't even compare to the commercial success that,
And it is
Baby
strange
Got Back
when an artist only has that. One-hit wonders are so strange because that song is so popular, which means the collective viewed it as so good, and yet nothing else they had connected to anyone.
Popped. Well, it's going to be kind of tough to pop like that one did. You expect every single thing you put out to have that same success, and it's just not going to work out like that. The late and great Rob Bass had It Takes Two, and he had another song called Joy and Pain that was a pretty big tune in itself. But we went to go see him as part of like a festival type of thing at a concert. And man, Rob Bass only had a couple of songs. What else is he going to do? And we didn't sit down for 20 minutes. It was awesome. He had one of the best sets in a festival I've ever seen.
Hmm.
And it's like, man, that was something that was so unexpected. And I think a lot of people, knowing that they only have maybe a couple of hits that you want to hear, will incorporate other songs and, you know, just trying to get the crowd hype and all that other stuff. And that's what he did. And it was great. It's like, okay, that was well worth it. And you're thinking, I'm just going to hear once. I just want to hear It Takes Two. That's all I want to hear.
Joy.
And then you don't even sit down when when that's rolling out. So happy birthday to old Sir Mix-a-Lot.
And thank you for the segment, because that made me start thinking about
I was thinking about that this morning right when I heard it. It's like, man, he got so much mileage out of that. And I know a lot of, hell.
And everyone knows that. Well, I wonder if younger people know that song now. And I mean younger people, like my son.
Well, that's a great question. I don't know. You know, usually they'll have a commercial or something like that, and that song is in it. I don't know. That'd be a great question to ask him.
I will have to.
Have you heard this? You know, Baby Got Back. And I will assume yes, because I think a song like that kind of stands the test of time a bit. Some one-hit wonders will fade away.
Right. They do.
And it was hot back then, but it'll fade away. But I feel like that one, and on reels, like I said, it was only maybe a year or two ago as I'm flipping
through
and they showed him
that makes
on
a lot
stage.
Of sense, yeah.
And maybe that did.
Like it's the soundtrack of a reel or something, because they're all looking at reels and scrolling through those things.
And man, that's
now
how a lot of people are young people are discovering the older music now, because the doom scrolling is helping out a lot.
Yeah, it's a trip.
And then you have movies like Michael. We talked about Michael, and then all of a sudden that movie comes out and that album is back in the top five of the Billboard top 200. It's right back in there. So I don't know. It all comes and goes, and it'll come back around. But some of those tunes just don't. I feel like Rob Bass's It Takes Two is a song that everyone will recognize, but it was so big when I was growing up, I just automatically assumed that it's going to go that way. You know, there's some older tunes that my mom and that were, you know, big in the 60s or 70s that you'll say, oh, yeah, of course I know that song. It's too big not to know it.
Right. You may not know our intern this morning, our Tara, who does the morning show on The Wolf, our sister station. She came in and asked if I like Matchbox 20, because they're playing this weekend at Choctaw up in Durant. I was like, I love Matchbox 20. Truly one of my favorite bands ever. And he was like, who? Matchbox 20? I was like, are you serious? And he didn't know. I was like, you would know a song. I was like, look up 3 a.m. He's like, okay, yeah, I think I've heard this.
Yeah, before. You may not know the artist right. or who did it, but you'll recognize the song. And I right. think that now that's the world we're living in with the just the singles and everything out there. You're oh, yeah, yeah, I know that right. song. I just didn't know
like it's who played the artist enough, was. To your point, on a reel or a commercial or a movie or something where you've heard the song. Because you will bring up music sometimes that I'm like, man, I don't know what that is. And you play, I'm like, okay, yeah, I've heard this. Some of it
I'm definitely the same way. If you'll say an artist, yeah, like, yeah. No, I've never heard that song. Oh, okay, yeah.
You heard it. You just
didn't know.
Didn't
who
realize
was.
It. I mean, sometimes it's just sitting in a restaurant. And you heard it, or you're out and about, and you hear it somewhere. You're like, yeah, I've heard this song because, to your point, they're so big, they get played everywhere.
But we all think all the songs that we knew growing up or were huge are going to be huge forever. It's not the case, man. Things die out. Younger generation are saying, oh, that sucks. Who is that? I don't want to hear that. You go, man, that was so big when I was coming up. And Baby Got Back was one of those. And it is wild which songs will just catch on like that and will it skyrocket is. And become as popular as it gets. What is it about that song that just had everybody? And I think it had a lot to do with the beginning of it with, oh, Becky, look at their butt. You know, it's just something different, something so unique. And
the beat. Right, on it, right. And just that the way they describe it. I do wonder, though, in that conversation, the iconic band. And I think now, because enough of us grew up with parents who listened to the Beatles or the Stones or what have you, or my dad who loved Bruce Springsteen, my mom and dad. So I listen to that music from time to time. It may not be my favorite music, but I'm very familiar with it. But I don't know how much I'm listening to it to where my son would be listening to it. So I wonder, now he knows who they are, of course.
So your son is not air saxing in the hallways of his school right now, listening to the Midnight?
Not the Midnight, no. But I wonder, like a band like the Beatles or the Stones, arguably the two most iconic bands ever, at what point do we get to a generation who's like, the Beatles, oh yeah, my granddad, I think listened to them? I don't know.
Man, I will tell you, with my parents not listening to a lot of that music,
right?
Beatles, Stones, it just... It would never come up in conversation in school all while I was growing up.
That makes sense.
Not elementary school, right. Not middle school, anything like that. Like, our bands were Earth, Wind, and Fire. Like, they listened to R&B. And it was before rap really got big, so it was really just truly listening to R&B. And those were the bands and the music that we talked about. We never talked about the Beatles or the Rolling Stones. I had a consciousness about them because we had MTV, and then you watch some of this and you recognize, oh, you may recognize a song and not just really talk about the band as much. Right. But man, I was behind the times when it came to those bands growing up, and it's fine, you know, learning something about it. Yeah, man, those iconic, of course, we get it. But sometimes when you grow up with it, you think everyone knows about all this. It's like, yeah, we didn't talk about that. And in some of the movies that were so big or so iconic, if my friends on the streets weren't talking about Star Wars, we didn't have anyone watching that when I was growing up in our neighborhood. So we didn't talk about it.
That makes sense.
And we didn't go see it or anything like that.
That's how you find out about all that stuff. I mean, now maybe a little different for this generation because it's always everywhere in the palm of your hand.
Right.
But to your point, back then, if
word of mouth was it.
Yeah, and if your parents weren't into it,
and if
you
it's not rolling
it.
Around the school, then you're not even paying attention to it.
Right.